Hi, I'm Neely Jones, your host of Focus on Suppliers. Today in our show, we're going to take a look at everything from new regulations to food safety and your heart health, what you need to know about taking care of your family when it comes to cardiovascular disease. We'll talk with our friends from Rockfish and learn more about innovation and how it leads to conversion. Plus, Ghirardelli explains how they select their cocoa. And our friend Celia Swanson stops by to share a very personal story about cardiovascular disease. That and more as Focus on Suppliers starts now.
Focus on Suppliers is presented by 8th & Walton, the premier destination for supplier development, and sponsored in part by Dun & Bradstreet, Saatchi & Saatchi X, and other outstanding companies.
Your millennial fun fact is that we know millennials are purchasing 2 times the produce of previous generations. This is because millennials care more than ever about what they put into their body. This is important because as retailers and suppliers focus on healthier laws about the products that they're creating, it's important that they're communicating these changes. How they can create emotional connections with their shoppers, in particular millennials, on why and how they are creating products that they're purchasing is going to be more important than ever. We know Walmart reported that they are up 56% on grocery sales alone. This likely comes from more millennials purchasing more products within the grocery environment. Let's continue to make sure that we're communicating to millennials the changes that we're making that connect back to what's important to them, their body, and their health. We'll see you next time for your Millennial Minute.
Joining us now is James Hearn from Ghirardelli. And first of all, let me just say thank you for being here.
No problem. I thank you for having me.
Chocolate, obviously, one of my favorite things to talk about. Speaking of which, I wanted to ask you, what's one of the most surprising things you've seen in your category?
Well, what's interesting is in the category as a whole, it's a $2.8 billion category at Walmart. But 30% of the growth is coming from premium chocolate. And among the premium chocolate, Ghirardelli is the fastest growing brand. So that's one of the things that we're seeing as a trend, which is surprising.
That is surprising. A lot of change there, but a lot of opportunity as well. We were talking about packaging and display and how important that is. And you were telling me it's a lot of times seasonal matters.
Yeah, absolutely. When you think about displays, we see about a 40% lift on our business on display. But it's important that you have seasonal flavors and you're also delivering the right flavors during the right seasons to consumers. You have to have an impactful story to the consumer when you're on display. So making sure you match up those flavors with timing makes sense, like our peppermint bark, which is the number one peppermint item during holiday season.
So you know your consumer, what they want, and you engage them. Is that a good way to put
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then my next question is, a lot of news about cocoa and possible shortages and a shortage. How do you deal with that?
Well, it's interesting because cocoa is grown kind of by the equator, kind of like coffee, mm-hmm. right? So you have South America, you have Western Africa, and you have Southeastern Asia. So when you look at where those where cocoa beans are grown, it's not like these big conglomerate farms like you think of with, you know, goods like corn and different things. They're really family farms, mm-hmm. and so they grow the cocoa and they dry it out on banana leaves a lot of times. So when you talk about shortages, we have people that look forward to what's coming into the market, which helps us project where we're going to have cocoa and where it's going to come from. We use a proprietary blend across each of those regions because each region has a different flavor of cocoa beans. We only take the top 5% of cocoa beans because we have a real quality blend, and we won't compromise on quality at all.
Mm-hmm. So as a supplier that can help other suppliers who are watching this show, if they know about something, they really need to be forward thinking
Absolutely.
How to handle it.
Absolutely. You have to have people looking at what's coming into the market as far as supply. And we have those people that are all constantly looking at what supply is coming into the market. And then they're able to project what our costs are going to be as well as what quality beans are coming into the market as well.
Which kind of brings me into replenishment and the importance of keeping up with supply and demand.
Absolutely. So forecasts are huge, obviously, when you deal, especially seasonal, when you talk about seasonal earlier, because you're talking about limited runs, things that are run specifically for seasonal business. And when you look at making sure that your forecasts are aligned at Walmart, and then as well as looking at what consumers are going to spend during the holidays and how many shopping days there are during the holidays. So that changes from year to year. So making sure your forecast is tied directly to what the consumer is going to be buying, as well as what Walmart believes the season is going to deliver.
And then when you look at your success, because you have seen success, I mean, obviously with the growth that you're seeing and the demand, what is something you would share with other suppliers without revealing anything confidential that's just a key element to know when working with the world's largest retailer?
Well, I think communication two ways is very important when you're dealing with Walmart. You got to make sure that you're both looking at the same data and KPIs, and you're both delivering the same results, and you're making sure that you're hitting results as a win-win situation, that you're making sure you're delivering results to Walmart, and then you're also hitting the bottom line that you need to, as well as for yourself and your management as well.
Okay, so just a fun question, just because I want to know, what's your favorite?
Milk and caramel. Our milk, chocolate, and caramel square is my favorite for sure. It's our number one seller, and it's a great item.
Okay. You have a great job. You work for a great company. How fun, right? You have to talk about chocolate all day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One interesting thing about our company, that our go-to-market's a little bit different than other companies. We have about 20% of our businesses in chocolate shops. So when people go to Walt Disney World or to Ghirardelli Square, they experience our chocolate that way, and that brings consumers back to the mass retail.
Good to know. Thank you so much, James, for being with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Be sure to like 8th and Walton on Facebook.
Today we have Brian Perry from Excel Displays and Packaging. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you, Andy. It's great to be here.
Last year, 2015, a lot of changes at Walmart as far as packaging, displays, and everything else. How's that impacted your business at Excel?
Well, we did see a lot of changes at Walmart. And what Excel did is we also invested back in our business as well. Last year in February, I had a conversation with a merchandiser from Walmart, and she said, get ready. We're going to reduce our featured space. We're going to challenge our suppliers like you to make displays smarter and work harder for us. Mm-hmm. So as a result, Excel went out and we invested in our business.
And what kind of an investment did you make?
First of all, we hired a shopper marketing professional, and in an effort to make our displays and our design process smarter and add the intelligence back into the display process. Secondly, we purchased a digital press. It's the SciTech 15,500, which is a mouthful.
It is. But it
has opened the doors, you know, new doors for us that we never would have had before.
Let's talk a little bit about the digital press. What role does that play?
It's been around. Digital printing has been around for a while, but it's been very slow and methodical. And HP has improved the process, and they've evolved the system to where we can now do high runs very quickly, even though the quantities might be small or mid.
And how does that benefit suppliers?
We eliminate the print plates, which, as you know, traditionally are very expensive, and the film prep and proof, cutting dies. So we are able to take that money and put it back into the program for a cost savings.
Brian, it sounds like that digital press is a great value for smaller suppliers, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, I'd like to learn more about shopper marketing. We don't have time today, but would you come back and would you share that story with us as well?
And I'd love to.
Great. Thanks so much for coming in today, Brian.
Thank you for having me.
Bentonville Plaza, across the street from the Walmart home office. The best office location offers proximity and services like no other business complex in the area. Call 479-200-1112 today.
You just had your buyer meeting. Now there's follow-up to do. Maybe your buyer wants more on seasonal sales or invited you to prepare a joint business plan or set up a date for your line review. 8th and Walton can help. Our experts work with you one-on-one in a confidential setting to prepare for your next buyer meeting. The classes we offer help you too. Retail Link, Supply Chain Management, Inventory Management, taught in cities across the country, in Canada, and in Latin America. So before your next buyer meeting, contact 8th and Walton. Then relax, knowing that you will be ready.
Joining us now, Perry Johnson from K-Stack. Thank you so much for being with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
There's so much to tell people about you and your background, so I'm going to let you tell folks at home a little bit more about why they need to listen to what you have to say. You have a lengthy background.
Well, we can keep it short, but what's great is being here in Northwest Arkansas, growing up in Northwest Arkansas, being part of the growth with Walmart and the retailers and the suppliers and the logistics companies. It's just great. But fortunate to be here. Started with Walmart a long time ago. Grew up in that company right across the street, home office. And it was all about growing the distribution network and logistics network. The more stores we put in, the more warehouses we needed, the more transportation we needed. And it was great to be here with great companies, trucking companies as well. We have J.B. Hunt, we have ABF down the road. We have Tyson and all the suppliers. So it's just a great area to really work supply chains and to grow up with it. And now to be part of K-Stack, K-Stack Logistics, doing the same thing, helping companies get product from their supplying locations all the way to the shelf.
Well, that brings me to my first question, because a lot of people, they think, oh, transportation, we'll get to that. But it really should be in the top three priorities. Talk to me about the importance of transportation.
Absolutely, it should be, because it's such a dominant part of the supply chain. In fact, it can be up to two-thirds of the total cost. You've got transportation inbound, you've got warehousing, you've got transportation outbound, and some other administrative. But the transportation can be up to two-thirds, and what you want to do is optimize it. You want to minimize it where you need to. But that's why it's so important, because it's such a large part of the entire supply chain.
And it also helps you stay focused on your overhead and make sure that you're meeting your goals. Okay, so something else I want to ask you about today, and this is going to seem like a strange question, but why should people care about transportation?
Well, they should care about it. There's a couple of reasons. Because we need product to be on the shelf at the right time and product to be there at the right time. We know that drivers that are driving for carriers, they're on the road every day, and actually, to me, I think about it, they're risking their lives every day to get products that we need every day of our lives from, again, manufacturing shelf to a warehouse and to the store shelf. They do something so important. But what's important is that it needs to be on time. It doesn't necessarily need to be early, because it might clog up the back rooms, and it doesn't necessarily need to be late, because then it's not there when we need it. And it needs to be there at the right cost. And when we think about cost, there's a lot of elements related to that. But certainly if it's too high of a cost, we might not be able to afford it.
Every supplier deals with replenishment, and every supplier deals with being on time and dependable. So that's part of why transportation needs to be a focus. What are some changes you've seen that can make a real difference for a company?
Essentially, what you want to see in all transportation is really for all the parties to collaborate and to get together. Again, I think it's the beauty of just this whole supplier-retailer interface with carriers and logistics companies. It's about collaborating. It's about working together, because there's what you want to implement are things to track your shipments, to look at the performance of shipments, to look at cost. But there are trade-offs along the way. For instance, you may upstream inside your warehouse decide to load something on a pallet that downstream after you transport it, they can offload it very easily. But there's actually a transportation cost to do that. But on the other hand, you might load it with all cases inside of a trailer and let that travel and let the warehouse do a little extra, but you're saving money in transportation. So again, a number of factors that you think upstream, downstream, how to optimize that, how to make it better. A few other things that I think suppliers, retailers ought to work together on as well would be visibility to those shipments. How full are those shipments? How frequent should they be? The distance they travel. We might send something from here across town, maybe something here across country, and it has a different cost factor.
All of these things matter. Perry, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely.
We talk about transportation, we also have to talk about the Food Safety and Modernization Act, which brings me to a familiar face to us, Mike Bentel. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me here.
I just want to revisit for folks who don't know. You have been in the food industry for 30 plus years, mm-hmm. Very familiar with this. You've actually gotten an education, so you can now go in and educate people in different plants.
Absolutely.
This affects transportation and logistics.
Yes, it does, in kind of an unusual way. Logistics, warehousing has always had some sort of oversight from the FDA, and that will become a little bit more interesting, I guess, as a result of the Food Safety Modernization Act. But let's talk about transportation mm-hmm. just for this minute. transportation, there's going to be an emphasis on trailer sanitation, which is something that the industry doesn't do very well, to be honest with you. It's kind of an afterthought. Some guy might take a hose or a broom to his trailer that's hauling food. There's also going to be a focus on the temperature of the product that's being moved. If you're moving product, and let's just say the bill of ladings call for a 40-degree temperature, anything that's above that is going to make that food viewed as adulterated. And that's a very specific term that means that the food isn't fit for human consumption. So if you're delivering a trailer of yogurt and it ran at 42 degrees, that product probably doesn't have a food safety issue, but under the guise of the law, because it did deviate from what the bill of lading stated, that product is viewed as adulterated and not fit for human consumption. One of the very important things is that they have to figure out a way to mitigate that and bring that product back into compliance. And right now, public comments are open right now to talk about that with the FDA. So if I was in the transportation business, I'd be speaking with the FDA about that.
Yeah, because that's definitely going to present some challenges.
$250,000 worth of product because of 2 degrees, probably a pretty big claim that you're going to own probably.
Very expensive, exactly. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some other things that people need to be prepared for, because you don't have a ton of time to implement this. You do have some.
No, the sanitary transport rule, the rules go into effect March 31st, 2016, and they'll have a one-year run-up after that. The rest of the law, the rest of the FSMA, as it's called, Food Safety Modernization Act, preventive controls for human food and animal food, most of those rules will go into effect on Halloween of this year.
Mm-hmm. So if you're a supplier, you really need to be involved in moving in the right direction with this.
Absolutely, and education is a key to it because it's going to create some sort of changes in your operation that you might not anticipate, and you might need capital to do that, or you might need some operational changes in order to comply with that.
Well, let's talk about that education, because some people choose to do that in-house and some people may call someone in like you.
Mm-hmm.
And how did they go about that?
Education, it's called preventive control training. Each location in the United States that handles food, with the exception of fresh meat and eggs, need to have at least one person on staff that have gone through preventive controls, whether you're an animal feed business or human consumption business. And that's part of the services I provide in my business.
All right, Mike, there's a lot of changes ahead and a lot to learn. I'm sure we will have you back. We are out of time. Thank you.
Thanks.
Visit us at 8thandwalton.com to learn how you can become a better partner with Walmart.
Hi, I'm Loria Oliver, and I'm with Marion Roller of 8th and Walton. Hi, Marion.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being here. So I know that you have 26 years of retail experience, and now you're at 8th and Walton teaching suppliers how to do business better with Walmart.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
I've been with 8th and Walton for about 6 years now, working in various capacities, but I don't know Retail Link, and I know you know all about it.
Well, Retail Link is the common language that's being used with Walmart and their suppliers. It is the way to manage the business.
I love that, the common language being used between the suppliers and the buyers. That's amazing. Now, what everyone always wants to know is the bottom line, their sales. How can Retail Link help a supplier manage their sale capacity better?
You know, Retail Link has more than 2 years' worth of history by item for their sales, and also has inventory information. So it's very easy once you learn Retail Link to do sales projections and have analytics and trend analysis, so you can go ahead and forecast orders and sales for the whole year. And that helps you manage your business.
And what about that new supplier that wants to come out and really impress their boss with their knowledge of Retail Link? What's the first thing that new supplier should know?
They should know what are the key metrics that they need to use to manage their business with the buyer, but also the fundamentals, the Walmart terminology. And we have an excellent class called Beginning Retail Link that would provide all of that for them.
And how would I sign up for Retail Link? Where should I go for more information?
We have lots of information on our website that covers the Beginning Retail Link objectives and benefits, and then we also have other classes that's available.
Well, I've learned so much already. Thank you so much. I can't wait to get started.
Bentonville Commerce, less than 1 mile from the Walmart home office. You'll love the convenience, amenities, and customized options Bentonville Commerce offers. For more information or a tour, call 479-200-1112 today.
GigWalk is transforming how work gets done. As the leading mobile workforce management platform, GigWalk provides companies with mobile tools and a data-driven approach to improving business efficiency. Leading brands and retailers use GigWalk to manage their field teams and to mobilize 750,000 GigWalkers to collect data intelligence about their business and brands. Are the shelves stocked? Are my products priced competitively? Are the correct promotions in place? Visit us at GigWalk.com to learn more. GigWalk, make work better.
Bentonville Plaza, across the street from the Walmart Home Office. The best office location offers proximity and services like no other business complex in the area. Call 479-200-1112 today.
Joining us now, Bill Akins from Rockfish. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks, great to be here.
So excited about this topic and subject matter when we talk about innovation, technology, e-commerce, conversion. It's a lot to get in, but let's start from the central point. A lot of it is, you say no friction, I say convenience.
You know, I mean, you're really entering what we call this golden age of retail of frictionless commerce. And, you know, food especially. I mean, look at the growth of Walmart grocery pickup that's happening all across the country now. I mean, my wife absolutely loves it with our two-year-old. She never has to leave the car as a part of it. And so it's changing the way shopping happens. And so, I mean, you almost have to think of it as people don't go shopping anymore. They're always shopping. And so technologies are beginning to emerge that start to link worlds together that probably wouldn't have been linked in the past. I mean, you know, today I actually have to go, you know, open the app to actually go engage and do something about it versus content and commerce that actually begins to surround me. That's where food companies are going to start to win is really how they look at it. I mean, I'm seeing technologies that can link a retailer app with something like your Google Calendar. So let's say if I have, you know, meetings that go past 5 o'clock on a weekday. I mean, I know that my children's meal that night is probably going to suffer, but imagine being able to open yourself up to that retailer to say, if I have a meeting on my Google Calendar past 5 p.m., you have permission to text me and actually bring a simple meal solution. Let me pick it up. I never have to leave the car. Everybody's good to go.
Yeah, you say, you know, sometimes you give up something in a way to get something. You use a great example when it comes to flying.
Oh, my gosh. So I don't know if you do TSA PreCheck.
Yes, I
mean, for me, swear by it in the fact that I was willing to give up, you know, a lot of personal information about me, sit into a room, take every print, have the FBI do the background check. But to save that time it takes to get through, TSA every single time, I'll take my shoes off, I'll take my laptop out. I mean, that time is going to multiply exponentially. So convenience really trumps everything. Convenience wins in that case.
And you brought two examples with you today.
Yes. So Internet of Things. Everybody's heard the buzzword on that. I mean, you're going to probably have 5 billion devices that are going to be connected over the next couple of years here. And I mean, these are just examples. You know, you have Echo, you have Haiku, where literally at a point of inspiration, my shopping list can be impacted. That, again, is the future, to be able to say that I don't have to go out and engage and actually have to make something proactive. This literally, I mean, Haiku sits on my refrigerator. It's a magnet. Literally, at that point of inspiration, I'm in my cupboard. I say, we're out of cookies. I need cookies. Speak it right in. It's on my shopping list. We're ready to go, really as a part of it. Frictionless.
And quickly, this is becoming the norm. So that brings me to my next question for you. If you are a supplier watching this, what do you need to be on board with? What should you be thinking about?
You've got to figure out ways to lasso content that's not controlled by the retailer. Those days are over because now it's controlled by the masses. And so to be able to lasso content anywhere I'm at online, you know, be able to, you know, I see a recipe on Pioneer Woman and I want to be inspired quickly to be able to do that, be able to lasso that virtually, get that information right on my list in one click, that's frictionless to be able to point that. And that's what's going to close the sale.
And it's all about making people's lives easier behind the scenes and every day.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much. This is great information for us to share with suppliers in any category, as well as consumers.
Absolutely.
Always nice to talk with you, Bill. Thank
great
you.
Great to be here.
We'll be right back. Joining us now, Christina Hines and Celia Swanson. Both of you, thank you for being here today. We have an important subject to dive into, so I'm just going to hit it. Let's talk about what's happening in our community and across the country and what people need to know at home about heart disease.
So February is National Heart Month, and we're really just working to spread awareness, raise funds, and one of the ways that we're really promoting is for women to do their Well Women checkup and to know what their risk factors are, take advantage of that, and be honest with themselves and their physician. Prepare yourself, know your questions before you go in, and take advantage of that this February.
So what she's saying is, when it says, do you drink, if you do, be honest. Do you smoke? Be honest. Because ultimately, that will help in your care. You have a very personal story, and I'm just going to ask you to share that, which I know might still be difficult.
Thank you, Neely. I do. I've had heart disease tragically impact my family. My father's suffered two heart attacks, now is thriving at age 85 with a pacemaker. But I lost my brother to a sudden heart attack, and I lost my husband to a sudden heart attack in 2012. And that's why I got involved with the Circle of Red, was to help share that story. He suffered from a back pain for all weekend, and what we didn't know is that was actually aorta heart problems, and he died of a widowmaker heart attack instantly on day after Labor Day. So I want people to know the signs. I want to expand the research, and I want to expand education through the Circle of Red for both men and women.
How can suppliers in our community get involved? How can they support this?
So we have corporate sponsorship as well as individual giving, and Circle of Red and Men Go Red are our individual giving programs, and then corporate sponsorship of all of our fundraising events in Northwest Arkansas. And we have one taking place this month, and we'll have two more taking place in the spring. So we look forward, and you can reach out to our office, and we can get in touch with you and set those meetings.
And I just want to be sure and say any time of year, not just during this
yes.
month, you will take the support.
Exactly.
Yeah. We, you know, a lot of people ask me, is my job end after 6 months? No, we're a 12-month campaign continuing to raise research and awareness. One in every three women, just like we're all three sitting here, is going to be affected by heart disease in their lifespan. And so we need to continue every day to continue to provide that research.
And I'm so glad you said that, because I think there's a temptation as women to go, we need to be focused on everybody else in the family, right. But we've got to take care of ourselves too.
It's very important that we take care of ourselves.
Having said that, if they want some more information of the things we talked about today, it's on your website.
Correct, yes.
Including a checklist.
A checklist that they can prepare themselves to be able to go to their physician. And if they're having trouble finding that, you can just call our local office and we'll make sure you can locate that.
Anything else you want to say to folks watching?
Just, I encourage suppliers to partner with Walmart and other retailers for this important cause. It really transcends any relationship and challenges between retailer and supplier, and puts us on the same platform to promote a cause that matters. We reach out to our suppliers to assist us in this cause. We network, we find ways to serve in the community as a team, and it's really value added.
Thank you both. Appreciate having you here. What we ask is that you join in the fight. You can see all episodes and extended interviews at Vimeo.
GigWalk is transforming how work gets done. As the leading mobile workforce management platform, GigWalk provides companies with mobile tools and a data-driven approach to improving business efficiency. Leading brands and retailers use GigWalk to manage their field teams and to mobilize 750,000 GigWalkers to collect data intelligence about their business and brands. Are the shelves stocked? Are my products priced competitively? Are the correct promotions in place? Visit us at GigWalk.com to learn more. GigWalk, make work better.
Bentonville Commerce, less than 1 mile from the Walmart home office. You'll love the convenience, amenities, and customized options Bentonville Commerce offers. For more information or a tour, call 479-200-1112 today.
CaseStack, the leader in collaborative retail consolidation programs. We offer the supply chain expertise needed to navigate the challenges of selling products with the world's largest retailers. And we provide customers with a customizable, scalable, environmentally sustainable supply chain with the same advanced technology typically used by larger rivals. By leveling the playing field, CaseStack lowers distribution costs and increases overall margins. CaseStack, retail logistics is what we do.
Beat the odds and know your risk factors for heart disease and stroke. Stay informed. Join the American Heart Association on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Are bookkeeping disputes a pain in the neck? Take 2 aspirin and call us in the morning. 8th and Walton, for a needs assessment, custom training in a confidential setting, and classes online and in person. Call 8th and Walton, 479-715-7000. 6700 and feel better fast.
That does it for this week's show, but let's revisit three takeaways. One, you must have an impactful story when it comes to your in-store display. And two, transportation can be two-thirds of your cost. Three, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in our nation, so make sure you're getting your checkups and be honest with your doctor. When you do so, it all matters. I'm Ely Jones. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Focus on Suppliers.
Our guests enjoy staying at the 21C Museum Hotel and hosting dinner, meetings, and product launches there. To record this show, set your DVR to Focus on Suppliers, Sundays at 5 a.m. on KNWA.